Malki or Chmiel ben Miriam, who's currently having surgery, Miriam Bracha Basar Malka, and for Madchitzim Fegaldina, and a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We are holding in Simen Reish Mem Tes. We are talking about over here about preparing for Shabbos and Friday, and we're up to Sif Beis, new area of preparing for Friday. Says the Mechaber, Osir Ligboya be'erev Shabbos Suda u'mishna she'ena regla me'chacha. You're not allowed to throw a party on Erev Shabbos that you are not used to doing during the week. But Philly, he's Sudas Arison. He says, even if it's a Sudas Arison, we'll maybe discuss that a little bit. Again, Bezman Azer, Avert is not really Sudas Arison. Maybe it does have the same halacha, maybe not. But Bechab over here says, you shouldn't set that up for Friday. But nay, Kavod Shabbos, because of Kavod Shabbos. So you kanus l'Shabbos, Tayev Lecho. B'chol ha'yoyim b'chlala Isser. This Isser of not making an extra meal on Erev Shabbos applies to the whole day. It doesn't just make to the afternoon. It doesn't just not, or there's no difference if it's in the morning. We don't want to be stuffed coming into Shabbos, because on Shabbos we have a chiyuv, as we started out first in the first siman in Hilchos Shabbos. We have a chiyuv of kavod and einik Shabbos. If I'm going to be full, I'm not going to want to eat Friday night. Certainly, I'm not going to have einik Shabbos. It's definitely not kavod Shabbos. So therefore, you have to be careful about how you eat on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Sif, says the Mishabur, I'm sorry, Sif Katan Zion. Also, Likboyev, Isra Gemara, Dois Meshbach, Yisham, Yishalayim, Shekhava, Sudos, Erev Shabbos, Venekra, they were uprooted, they were destroyed, because they used to throw a party every Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, we had the Erev Yantav, the same halacha applies Erev Yantav. The Yantav Nami b'mitzvah la'angoy l'chabda. We have a mitzvah of einig on Yantav as well, and having a big suit on Erev Yantav is going to cause you the same problem. Sudas Erison perish. What does it mean that you shouldn't do a Sudas Erison? Im Eris koydem l'chein, you didn't get engaged on Friday. You got engaged earlier. Don't schedule asalas asuda b'Erev Shabbos. Don't make schedule it for Erev Shabbos. The after Sudas Erison he mitzvah, even though a Sudas Erison is a mitzvah, again, they were doing Kedushin then. In kol makom hayolei like dimi, should have done it earlier. Then you could make the suda. The kiven the eris and shari of erev Shabbos. You're allowed to get engaged in erev Shabbos. The Gemara says the reason mishum shalo yikad many achak. You're allowed to pretty much get engaged on any day of the year, because we're concerned that if you don't, somebody else is going to jump in front of you and take the kala away. So if you actually got engaged on erev Shabbos, then the suda would be okay. Just like you can do a mila, as we'll see shortly, and a pidyon ben on Erev Shabbos, a sudas erison that the engagement happened on Erev Shabbos, that's okay. Mikol makom lechatchila tayvenachem after litcha suda lamacha yamach, if you're able to push it off, a filah be'eris be'Erev Shabbos, even if you got engaged on Erev Shabbos, v'da chol zeh b'sudas erison, abo sudas she'osin b'shiduchim shalanu. In our case, lo have a sudas mitzvah. Our vart, our lachaim, is no sudas mitzvah. Can cause the prima godem a simon tough man dalot lefiza ain la sois of erev Shabbos. I feel a nigma shidduch by yisayim. Even if the shidduch was finalized on that day, you shouldn't do a Shabbos. Umash and a hergen lechel mina merkachas b'shas k'siva tanoim le mikra suda. You can have some a piece of cake during the when you write the tanoim. When we have the engagement in our days, most of us don't do tanoim anyway. But if we do tanoim and they make a lechaim with a piece of cake, that's not considered a suda. What he's talking about over here is a real Suda. Why can't you do this on our Shabbos? Go to Shabbos. Yechkasa tam shvitoch suda. Here, that's a suda. Let's ask about tzarcha Shabbos. So there's two separate reasons over here. Reason number one is if you eat too much on our Shabbos, you're not going to be hungry when it comes Friday night to eat on Shabbos. Reason number two he brings down over here is that you're going to be busy with your suda. You won't have time to prepare for the other suda. So there's a big chilik over here. Reason number two. If you already prepared everything you need for Shabbos, reason number two would not apply, but reason number one would still apply. Also, if you'll see later that every person is different, but reason number one, if you are going to eat a small amount and it's not going to affect your ability to eat on Shabbos, you're still going to be hungry and still be tayev lecho on Shabbos, but reason number two would apply. So you have to make sure that both reasons are not applying if you're going to eat on Shabbos. Why she comes to Shabbos? Sha'af sha'ichla b'boiker kivin shu marba b'suda shaloiker gilosai. If you're having an extra suda, shuv la yoicha b'layla l'tayavin. Even though Well, he'll be here so far. Mechaba is talking about a suda that you normally don't have. So even if I'm doing it at 8 o'clock in the morning, but if I'm having a massive meal at 8 o'clock in the morning, a kind of meal that I'm not used to generally having on a regular day, I run the risk that even when it comes to Shabbos, especially during the winter, even when it comes to Shabbos, I won't be hungry any longer. Okay, let's go to the Rama. Says the Rama, "Usudish is man Erev Shabbos." What happens with suda that the zman is on Erev Shabbos? Keep going. Bris Mila, Pidyon HaBen, Mutta, that of course you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Kane there, leave the Minik Pashat, and that is the Minik Pashat. Before we go further in the Mechaba, let's see the Mishabru. Bris Mila, Afilim Eina Bishmini Lulagasa, even if it's not on the eighth day. Right? Let's say the baby was yellow. It got pushed off. Then the first day that you're able to do the bris is Friday. The whole shaita v'shaita is manahu. Once the baby passes 8 days, it's always this man of bris mila. It's just a question as to when you can do it from a health perspective, but this man is constant. Once you hit the day that you're able to do the bris mila, you're not allowed to hold off anymore. Of his money, for whatever reason, you couldn't do the pidyon haben bezmanai. Father wasn't there. Whatever reason is, you have a chiyuv of the pidyon haben. So therefore, if the first day you're able to do it is Friday, you can do it on Friday. Every moment after the 30th day, the chiyuv on the father to do the pidyon. You can make the suda even on Erev Shabbos. Mutter. The Rama says, "Mutter, the higam gam sudas mitzvah. They ain't let choisim they sudas Shabbos. We call makom lechatchil a mitzvah like dima b'shachar. We should kavay the Shabbos. If you can make a bris mila on Friday, and let's say the baby is already able to have the bris mila in the morning, don't wait till the afternoon. You should do it in the morning. Besides the fact that when you do it in bris mila, we know that there's an inyan of zrizim makdim la mitzvah. You're supposed to do it earlier in the day." But regardless, if you have a reason why you want to push it off on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't do it late in the day. What was this past year that Purim was Erev Shabbos? It was 2 years ago. I forgot already. I think it was this past year. So the Rav gave a very long share on this as to how we should figure out the Suda to avoid this problem of ruining the Einik Shabbos. But the Eved, you could do it later. Okay, let's continue with the Mechaber. The lecha velishta is belikvi asuda. What happens just to eat or drink without a suda? I fill a suda sharagel babachau, even if it's something that a regular that you use that or a suda that you generally eat every day during the week. You'll have to do it. I'm a mitzvah limanai. However, this is not a chiyuv. Here, you're allowed to. So to do a suda that you generally don't do, that you can't do, unless it's a suda's mitzvah that happens to be on that day, but to do a suda that you regularly have, you there's no iser. You're allowed to do it. We can't stop you from doing it. Aval mitzvah limanai, hold back. From 9 hours, from basically 3 o'clock and on, you should not have a suda, even if generally you usually sit down for lunch every day at 9 o'clock. You shouldn't do it. Okay, let's see the Mishavur. Valecha. This that he says to eat and drink, that doesn't mean that you're going to sit down and drink so much that you're going to have no appetite. Anybody who is in his right mind knows this. You're drinking wine, you're drunk, you miss out your whole suda. You shouldn't be drinking alcohol. So he's adding the word vav. Even a suda that you're used to during the week, you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. Right? But if you're not sitting down with an actual kviya suda, that you're allowed to do it. You don't have to hold back. You actually have a meal. You're not doing something unusual. You're doing the same thing you do every day of the week. You're allowed to. It's better to hold yourself back. If you did start and a mafsik, you don't have to stop for the when you hit 9 hours into the day. Then he said you should try to hold back. There's a quarter of the day left till the end of the day. So during the winter, those teisha shayos are shorter. During the summer, those teisha shayos are longer. And we call makom, says the Mishavur. Here's the summary and the important part. Nira, the Yumais HaChayrif in the winter. We're getting there now. The days are starting to get shorter. Mitzvah imanim lekoyes suda ragla filakaidim teches shayis. Even before that, kol shu mishayir ben nafshi shayidezer lo yia toyav lecha b'layla. Any as long as you're able to be mishayir in yourself, that you're not going to be able to be hungry. And the bottom line is, they all write the same thing when it comes to Erev Shabbos. Right, it's we have the halacha. The halacha is you can't make a suda that you normally don't have. Don't throw a party on Erev Shabbos. We have the halacha that be'etzem you're allowed to if it's a regular suda, they allow to. But the key part over here is each person has to be mishayir himself. On one hand, you're not supposed to, as we'll see, you're not supposed to walk into Shabbos starving, right? Because then, at least from when you Shabbos comes in until you get sit down to eat your meal, you're bitzar. You're not allowed to be bitzar on Shabbos either. On the other hand, you shouldn't walk into Shabbos stuffed that you don't have a desire to eat. You should walk in hungry but not starving, meaning that you have an appetite for food, you have a taiva for food, but you're not ravenous. You're not going out of your mind. So it's finding the right balance. And oftentimes, we're invited to simchas and things like that, where there's a tayama, a person has to use his own seichel to decide, but basically on what his capacity is. He a majorno person, and then he has to eat less, and so he should be hungry on Shabbos. If he's not, he might have a little more capacity. I'm not talking to anybody specific over here, of course. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel. I had a whole buildup just to get to that line. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel. No, this is a very controversial subject. The Mechaber says that there were people that were Anshe Maisa, very, very holy people, and they would fast on Erev Shabbos. So they should be hungry to eat by night. Hold that you should not fast on Erev Shabbos. You shouldn't come into Shabbos in pain. Unless you're such a kind of person, that if you eat a little bit by day, then you won't be able to eat. If it doesn't hurt you, the tainus. But the idea, the svara behind fasting on Shabbos is brought down so they should have a real taiva to eat on Friday night and really enjoy the Einik Shabbos. Others say that because when it comes to Erev Shabbos, we're starting to get closer, and in order to, we become Shabbos, and we've spoken about this, but Al Pi Kabbalah, we become closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Rebbeinu Shalom comes down closer to us, which in Olam Haba, we become more like Malachim, and in order to purify themselves and be ready to be able to be Mekabel Shabbos, that's what they would fast. But as we saw, many, the Magen Avraham, the Bach, and other Achronim, say we should not be fasting on Erev Shabbos, because the main problem, like I said before, if you're fasting on Erev Shabbos, you're coming in to Shabbos in pain, because you fasted the whole day and now you are starving, and therefore you're in pain, and it's fakert from the Einik Shabbos. Of course, if there's a tightness on Erev Shabbos, whether it's a tightness, we'll talk about a little bit more. Whether it's a tainus siva, right? There's one possible tainus siva that can happen on Erev Shabbos, or this tainus cholam, or other reasons that you might be fasting, a yahrzeit or something like that, then there is a separate discussion that we are going to discuss in the next Sif on Sif Dalet, Amir Tashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amir Tashem, we will continue tomorrow.